Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Deb Seltzer, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Legal Services Corporation. And Deb's here today to talk to us about the various things that her organization does to support the provision of legal services in Maryland. So, Deb, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for doing it. I know that you're very busy, so we'll try to respect your time. First of all, for those of our listeners who aren't familiar, could you tell us a little bit about the Maryland Legal Services Corporation?
Of course. Our mission at MLSC is to ensure that low-income Marylanders have access to stable and efficient and effective civil legal assistance, and we do that through making grants, providing funds to nonprofit legal services organizations. So we do not provide direct services, but we receive funds from a variety of sources, and we then pass on those funds through grant making to legal services providers across the entire state of Maryland.
Thank you. You're an organization, really, that supports a lot of other organizations.
Yes, exactly. We currently have 36 nonprofit grantees, and as I said, they cover the whole state. They also cover a lot of different legal issues. So some of our grantees are general service providers, and they will kind of help you with whatever civil legal issue that you have, whereas others may be focused on one particular issue or clientele. For example, they may help survivors of domestic violence to obtain protective orders and then divorce and custody. Some may focus on housing issues where they're looking at tax sale or foreclosure or eviction cases. Some help immigrants. Some help LGBTQ folks. So there's a very wide range of services kind of filling out the whole delivery system in Maryland.
How can someone find out more information about MLSC?
Sure. The best way is to visit our website, and that is www.mlsc.org. And as I said, we don't provide legal services ourselves, but what we do have on our website, if you look at the very top and click legal help, we have links and phone numbers for all of our grantees who provide those services. And you're able to sort and search by what county you're located in, what your legal issue is. Since we have such a broad range of grantees, you should be able to find an organization's help.
Great. Yeah, that's a good website. That's for certain. Lots of resources there. Could you tell us a little bit about your background and responsibilities? As executive director, you're supposed to make everything work, right?
Sure. So I have been with MLSC since 2016, and I became executive director actually just a few weeks ago, August 1st. Our former executive director was around for a long time. She recently retired after 32 years with MLSC. I'm excited to kind of help build on her legacy. So my main responsibilities, as you said, as executive director, look at all aspects. MLSC kind of has two main functions. One is grant making. And as I said, we fund civil legal services. And that's an important distinction because some people don't know what that means. You may be familiar, especially from watching cop shows on TV, that if you're charged in a criminal case, you have the right to an attorney. That's not the same in civil cases. The vast majority of civil cases, there is no right to an attorney. So that means people who cannot afford one may be left on their own. And these civil legal issues are common. It's things like divorce, custody, foreclosure, eviction, bankruptcy, civil rights issues. So what we try to make sure is that there are enough services to help ensure fairness in the justice system. And our grantees provide a wide range of services, which may include talking you through how to do a court case on your own, all the way up to providing either a staff attorney or a pro bono attorney that they have trained to really represent you in court and go through the whole process with you.
That is really unfortunate that there's no guaranteed right to an attorney for civil cases. And because I would think that most of the work of the courts is civil cases.
Yeah. And so the courts kind of vary by different jurisdiction and by level of court, but there's such a tremendous array of civil issues, healthcare issues and consumer rights, consumer debt, immigration cases, that, you know, there's just a lot of stuff to be covered. And so we want to make sure that the legal system, you know, really works for everybody, not just people who can afford an attorney. Because it can also be a confusing system. You may not know what forms to file. You may not know how to raise a certain defense. So knowing your rights and having an advocate can really make a tremendous difference.
I guess you would agree with the interview I had a while ago where a lawyer said that the difference between being represented and not being represented is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that folks should do everything they can to get represented because otherwise they're probably going to lose.
Right. And that is an important point because sometimes people don't even recognize that their problem is legal. They may think, this is a family, a personal issue. This is a money issue. This is a healthcare issue, or I'm having trouble with a government benefit. They don't recognize that an attorney could actually help. So it's even more important to, as soon as you recognize that you have a problem, to reach out as soon as you can. Because the more in advance of your case that you can connect with a legal services program, the more they'll be able to help you. As opposed to waiting until calling and saying, I have a court date tomorrow. What can you do? So we really encourage people to reach out as soon as they recognize that they have a problem.
Right. And they can do that by going to your website and checking out the legal help.
Exactly.
Is there any charge for the services that the lawyers provide?
So it depends on the provider. Some providers have an application fee, and that helps to make sure that people will follow through with their case and with the documents. But most of the actual services themselves are free of charge. Whereas there may be some charge that's very low for certain services, but the vast majority of services are free. There is, however, usually some requirements about eligibility. So, for example, grantees who use our funding, they can serve people who are at or below 50% of Maryland median income. Now, the good news is that Maryland is a pretty wealthy state, and so actually the median income is pretty high. It's over $62,000 for a family of four right now. So anyone under that guideline can qualify. They may have different kind of priorities per organization and that kind of thing. So again, if you're looking for help, if you reach out to them through the links on our website by clicking on legal help on MLSD.org, they'll be able to tell you more about their specific requirements.
How has COVID affected the provision of these services and the law in general?
Yeah, so the major effect on MLSD has been funding. So I said that MLSD has two main functions. Our other function other than grant making is that we operate what's called the IOLSA program. And IOLSA stands for Interest on Lawyer Trust Accounts. And every state in the country, plus D.C. and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, everyone has an IOLSA program. And that is a program through which attorneys, when they collect funds, in some instances, they will have pooled accounts. And any interest that is generated on those pooled accounts comes to MLSD, and that's one of the main sources we use to make our grants. That's where we get some of our funding. Maryland was the fourth state in the country to have an IOLSA program. So actually, MLSD and IOLSA in Maryland were created the same year, 1982, by the Maryland General Assembly. So these are things that are decided by statute, by legislation. One of the major impacts for us of COVID was that interest rates were slashed, and they are basically just hovering above zero. So our IOLSA revenue dropped by more than 60% within a year. And one of our other major funding sources is a surcharge on certain court filing fees. Now, there wasn't a lot of court activity for many months of the pandemic, you know, due to the need to keep everybody safe. So while the courts were, while people were not filing as many cases, we lost a lot of that income as well. Our overall revenue dropped by 40%, which really could have been catastrophic for our legal services delivery system. If we had had to say to all of our providers, sorry, but we have to cut your grants by 40% in the middle of a year because we don't have any funding. So we were incredibly fortunate that we had some great partners, and we did receive some emergency funding from the governor and the attorney general that helped kind of backfill that funding and address major issues that rose out of the pandemic. So things like housing security, things like unemployment benefits, things like other public benefits that people were having trouble accessing. Those were things that could be covered by this funding and really help kind of bolster the system when we could have been facing a disaster. So in terms of the legal services themselves, you know, they had to adapt very quickly, and they did a great job. While there was not a lot of support activity, none of our grantees shut down during the pandemic. Yeah. You know, their office may have been physically closed, but they were still providing services over the phone. They were providing Zoom-based services. They were hosting Know Your Rights trainings on Facebook Live, helping clients figure out when their court cases have been rescheduled and delayed and rescheduled again. So they did a great job of really helping people navigate the pandemic while also making sure that they were keeping their staff and volunteers safe.
By providing
these remote services. So some of them did lose funding from some sources, you know, private foundations or donors that cut back because of financial issues. But some of them also got just kind of emergency one-time funding that was available from different government sources or foundations or donors. But the problem is that a lot of that emergency funding is one time.
Right.
So one of the things we do is really strive to make sure that our funding can be stable so that the delivery system doesn't kind of experience these great shocks of variable funding.
Yeah. Yeah, that's critical because otherwise, you know, when as folks are finding out as the eviction moratoriums expire, there is an incredible need for more rather than fewer civil attorneys.
Yeah. And you know, I should clarify that, you know, because we are created by law, we can only give funding to nonprofit organizations. We don't provide funding directly to people. So folks do really need to reach out to these nonprofit organizations when they're looking for help. But again, as you said, there's just a lot of uncertainty about, you know, when these moratoriums will officially end, about how some of the different defenses can be applied. So attorneys are very important in helping people navigate the system because of the uncertainty.
Amen. We're just about out of time, Deb. I know that if I was listening to this, I would say, how can I help? How can I help? How can our listeners help?
So there are a few different ways. One is that you can support either MLSC or our grantees financially. So we are a nonprofit. We accept donations. Our grantees are a nonprofit. They all accept donations. You can also volunteer with our grantees. And we actually have a list on a different part of our website. We have a place that says Get Involved. And under that, there's a place for volunteers. You'll be able to contact our grantees to see what kind of volunteer help they're looking for. And then there's also a place for jobs. So some of our grantees, you know, they're often hiring for attorneys, for paralegals, for administrative help, lots of different jobs to make sure that they have all of the support they need to provide the services.
Right.
So those are great ways to get involved.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, though, we are out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please, for the Maryland Legal Services Corporation?
Our website is www.mlsc.org.
Great. Thank you so much.
Great.
Unfortunately, though, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Deb Seltzer, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Legal Services Corporation, for being our guest today. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Good. Good luck, and keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you so much.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.